the ad, it went up on December 6th,
mm-hmm.
but they took it down 3 days later because people didn't like it. There was a lot of online backlash.
Welcome to another episode of Silicon Valley Front Row. It's my co-host David, and I'm Steve. And David, what are we talking about today?
Yeah, so it's Christmas time, and we wanted to get in the holiday spirit.
Okay.
So I came across an ad made by McDonald's Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a Christmas ad, but it was made by artificial intelligence.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm.
So do you know where this might go?
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out. So
yep.
I guess we can start playing it and comment on it. So
yeah, let's play.
So again, it was in the Netherlands. It looked like it has English, so.
It's the most terrible time of the year. All the shops turn to mayhem, even Santa knows space. And the tree redecorated your place. It's the most terrible time of the year. The roast turned to charcoal.
And the cookies burn too.
Freaking chaos, it feels like a zoo.
That almost looked like Sam Altman a little bit.
So you flee from the madness, the lights and the cheer, and hide out in McDonald's till January's here.
Okay, so I think we get the point. The point is, you know, it's kind of funny. They try to make it funny.
Yeah.
But the idea is, you know, go to McDonald's instead of doing anything else, right? Because it's,
yeah,
you know, it's fun to be in McDonald's.
And so, avoid the holiday drama.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Well, so I think the message in itself has a kind of a major problem because holidays are tradition. It's time to get together with family and not to go to McDonald's. But of course, it's a McDonald's ad. So what happened? How did the ad do?
Yeah, so the ad it went up on December 6th.
Mm-hmm.
It's 45 seconds long on the YouTube channel. But they took it down 3 days later because people didn't like it. There was a lot of online backlash. So basically, the company said, this moment serves as an important learning as we explore the effective use of AI. And people knew, they saw the, they pointed out the flaws because of the AI clips.
Mm-hmm.
So usually with artificial intelligence, it could generate a clip from 6 to about 10 seconds long.
Uh-huh.
So then with this, it was a bunch of short clips edited together.
Yeah.
And in the company's, or the person that kind of directed this ad project,
mm-hmm.
they said that the video editors worked a lot on it and that they...
Interesting.
Let me see what it said.
But regardless, the production of it probably is a lot cheaper than if they used real people and real movie sets and all that.
And the snow and all the lights. Yeah,
so pretty much everything is fake. I mean, it's not real. It's AI generated.
Yeah, things all AI generated. But I guess humans did clip some of it together and did some editing. So they said the production process took 7 weeks.
Wow.
And the team hardly slept.
Wow.
And created thousands of takes.
Wow.
And then snapped them in the edit as they would with any high-craft production. So that kind of surprised me because I thought with AI it would
very
be a lot
quick,
quicker.
Yeah. So I almost wonder if they are saying it took so long just so people appreciate it more, or they think, oh yeah, there's a lot of work put into it, or it actually did take that long. I guess we don't know, but it seems a little bit surprising that it would take that long.
Yeah, for sure. Because it probably, I think, just takes like a few minutes to get like a 10-second clip.
Yeah, maybe it's putting the clips together. That might be the issue. But I think what's interesting here is kind of what's worse is the message or the fact that it's AI. Because again, I feel the message has a problem, and the fact that it's AI generated, were people told that it's AI or they just figure it out, you know?
That's a good question.
Yeah, maybe some figure it out, because these days it's not easy.
Yeah, so some of the physics, right? Like, did you know? I noticed when the person fell on the ice, the physics was a little bit off. Like, he fell and then did a bounce.
Yeah.
And then the cat, when it jumped on the Christmas tree, the whole thing fell down. Like,
and the whole tree, how it exploded, kind of, it was,
Yeah, it was a little bit off.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. You
know? Well, I think we can definitely expect more of this. I think we did it also in a previous episode. We talked about how 51% of the content, internet content, is AI generated.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is one of them. And I think it's going to increase. It's going to increase. And
companies like Coca-Cola even used AI to help with their ads as well. But I think that one was a little bit more successful than, you know, what happened here. But I guess a little bit more information about this. So the ad was created by a Dutch company, TBWA Naboco, and U.S. production company, The Sweet Shop. You know, Christmas to me, Christmas to me is a time of like warmth, authenticity, and spending time with family, regardless if there's drama.
Yes.
I think that's the beauty of it. So with authenticity, I mean, I appreciate how the company took like a different approach. Maybe better luck next time with this, because it started out with kind of saying, oh, Christmas is a terrible
time of the year. I think that's a bad message. But let's take this opportunity to thank our audience for watching and to wish them a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And you know, holidays are here, and it's a great time of the year. If nothing else, in some places there's snow, I guess, not here. But
In Silicon Valley.
Yeah, not here. But it's a very nice time of the year, and I think probably the less AI the better. But this will happen more and more. So regardless of that, again, thank you for watching and enjoy the holidays and Merry Christmas.
We appreciate everyone. And before we go, let's read a comment from a viewer here. Do you want me to read it this
time? Yes.
Okay, so this one is related to this episode, actually, because so the username is B Shoemaker, and they commented on the episode we did with the indie filmmaker, thinking that AI diminishes creativity in filmmaking storytelling. So this person said, consumer doesn't benefit from pure film work. And what's the difference in all other employee replacement? It is sad to see job losses. So I think this is two parts. I think the first part, they're saying that it's okay to have, you know, AI generated film work. And what's the difference with job losses from AI compared to the economy? But then at the end, they said job losses are sad overall.
But he has a good point. Yeah, so the consumer doesn't really benefit. The employees definitely don't benefit because they get laid off. The only one who benefits is the company, because they spend less money on the production. So, yeah, they have a very good point by the very good comment.
Shoemaker, thank you so much for your comment.
And if you have we want to see if you have any comments on ads like this, like the McDonald's ad, that's fully generated by AI. Do you care? Do you dislike it? Or do you like it? Put your comments below.
And to new subscribers and past subscribers, thank you so much for watching our videos. We hope you find them beneficial. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and your families.